Following the modest increases seen in previous months, BC employment expanded by a robust 23,400 people, 0.8%, in April with year-over-year growth of 3.3%. This contributed to a steep half-point decline in the unemployment rate to 5%, even as the labor force continued to expand. However, with part-time employment driving growth, up 30,200 people or 5.4%, and a drop in full-time employment of 6,700 people, conditions were softer than headlines would appear. The Vancouver Census Metropolitan Area, CMA, saw a 0.7% increase in its employment level, while the area's unemployment rate dropped to 5.3%. By sector, BC services producing industries led the growth in employment seen in April with a 1.2% increase, offsetting the 0.8% decline across goods producing industries. The province's manufacturing sector saw the highest proportional monthly decline at 3.2%, down 5,600 people, leading the overall decrease. The information, culture and recreation sector, up 23,400 people or 16.6%, reported a recovery in hiring in April following the large decline seen in March. Hiring growth was also seen in sectors such as accommodation and food services, up 3.3%, and transportation and warehousing, up 2.7%. BC. Building permits plunged in March. The monthly decline came after two prior monthly increases. Total building permit values fell 24.3% to $1.7 billion, more than countering the 5.3% gain in February. This was due to lower permit issuances in both the residential and non-residential sectors, with construction intentions declining by 12.2% and 45.8%, respectively. Year over year, total permit values fell by 35.1%. That said, first quarter permits were still 20% higher than the weak fourth quarter, and they were led by commercial and industrial non-residential permits. March residential building permits fell to $1.2 billion during the month as multifamily dwelling permits decreased. Multifamily building permits fell for the second consecutive month and were down by 16.4%. However, single-dwelling residential permits posted a 7% gain in March, adding to the prior 3.7% increase in February. Non-residential permit values plummeted to $424.2 million as all but one subcategory posted declines during the month. After a huge gain in February, industrial permit values fell by 91.6%, while commercial permits fell by 42.1%. Meanwhile, government permits issuances rose by four times the value registered in the prior month. The majority of BC's census metropolitan areas posted mixed results in March. Vancouver saw a 22.7% decline in monthly permit values, which were down 44.9% on a year-over-year basis. In Abbotsford Mission, permits dropped by almost 62.7% following the significant gains seen in February. Kelowna also saw permit values decline by 29.1% during the month. In contrast, permit values were up in Victoria, 15.2%, Nanaimo, 13.8%, Chilliwack, 7.3%, and Kamloops, 2.4%. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.